This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
President Obama announced another round of sanctions today targeting Russia. The European Union also announced more sanctions. This time, the targets aren't just individuals in President Vladimir Putin's inner circle. New measures include an arms embargo and restrictions on the sale of technology and equipment to Russia's oil industry. And as Dan Bobkoff reports, there are fears the sanctions will have an adverse effect on American companies.
Until recently, the West has been reluctant to target whole sectors of the Russian economy. No longer, says Kenneth Yalowitz, a former U.S. ambassador to Belarus and Georgia, now with the Woodrow Wilson Center.
The shootdown of the Malaysian aircraft, I think, has changed the equation.
But the new EU sanctions and the U.S. ones already in place haven't hit American businesses as badly as some feared. Doug Redeker is a visiting fellow at the Peterson Institute.
U.S. companies, if anything, breathed a little sigh of relief today that they were not going to be hung out relative to their European counterparts.
Russia is not a big trading partner with the U.S. Some companies like ExxonMobil and Citigroup might suffer. But the biggest risk, Redeker says, is retaliation against big brands like McDonald's.
Some health concerns, in quotes, that were expressed by Russian authorities.
Other potential targets include companies like Visa, MasterCard, and big U.S. accounting firms. David Levine of the law firm McDermott, Will & Emery says he sees little damage to U.S. companies so far.
Retaliatory sanctions against businesses in the West, to the extent there have been any, they haven't been very impactful.
A big question now is whether Western governments will have the stomach to continue sanctions for moral reasons, or whether trade and commercial interests will win out. I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.
President Obama announced those sanctions today on the South Lawn of the White House, and before he left Washington to start a trip to Kansas City, the president answered a reporter's question about whether or not this is a new Cold War.
It's not a new Cold War. What it is a very specific issue related to Russia's unwillingness to recognize that Ukraine can chart its own path.
So there you go.